The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay, this is Rob Kermit Winrow II coming back to you. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. And I covered the big thing, the big lie of the genocide against blacks by cops, which is a lie. Where are the facts? You just can't make this stuff up. I covered the stuff here I'm talking about. We're going to get to the next caller in just a minute here about 911. It wasn't two airplanes. The thing I was trying to think of, I thought of it, it's called thermite. It's used for welding and stuff. The building come down by thermite. That's a crock. It's a lie. And there's only been one forensic investigation. Dr. Judy Wood, she's got an amazing book. It's called Where Did the Towers Go? An amazing webpage. She's got pictures of beams, iron, coming down in the air and turning to dust. Iron don't turn to dust, I'm telling you, folks. And it don't twist itself up like it's a pretzel, either. And it wasn't nuclear, it was Tesla's technology. Anyway, Sandra, you got a question or comment?
A question? Okay, so I was wondering if you could help me with the big picture, because I'm missing something. Like, don't they still need a tax base of millions of healthy people to work and pay taxes? And, you know, like you were talking about the soldiers coming back sick when they didn't have to. I imagine they're going to be on some kind of military disability. And then with the vaccines, using animal viruses and, you know, that ultimately cause chronic disease and cancer, I believe. And they have preservatives that are bad, mercury and aluminum, making everybody sick. And then destroying small business on top of that that provides jobs. Like, and then you've got the corporations that have all these fancy loopholes for avoiding paying taxes. I don't get it. Like, don't they need millions of healthy people to provide a tax base for state, local, and federal income tax and property taxes?
Well, Alaska gets by without an income tax. Most of the income tax, and I'm not going to commit myself totally, but most of the income tax never even goes to help anything, to do anything with anything for their government. And if you really get into it, or it used to be, we did it with import-export taxes type stuff. And that's the way the government used to operate. And it could operate that way again, but I'm not going to commit because I'd have to go back and check. It's been a long time since I've looked at that, but as I recall, the income tax is not used for what we think it is in supporting our government. That's not where it gets its money, and I don't know. I'm not sure I understand the rest of what your question is. I know that if you're asking about like 911, what got started there?
I guess my question is, it seems like, oh, No, I'm not on speaker. It must be bad reception. I apologize. But I'll try to speak up. I guess my main question is, it seems like they don't care if millions of people are sick from vaccine, from all kinds of different things, and millions of people are out of work. So I was just trying to figure out, I guess what you're saying is they don't care because that's not where the source of revenue comes from. It's not really from the taxes.
No, well, the taxes is not what's putting people out of work. What makes our country work is small businesses and us swapping money back and forth. Small businesses is a big part of what keeps our economy going. And then also is tariffs. That's where a large amount of our money is supposed to come from, is tariffs. And that's what Trump is doing now, is we were giving our tariff-free stuff coming into our country, but then they're charging tariffs going out. That don't work. There's got to be fair trade. And that means if you're going to charge a tariff, we charge a tariff. That's what they use to get money from our government. And I'll be honest, I don't have a good answer for you for where all of our money comes from. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. Okay. It doesn't come from the Internal Revenue Service. That I can tell you. Okay?
Yes, that answers my question. Okay, thank you.
Yep. And like I say, it's something that I should research out. What I can tell you, which is what I'm going to try to cover here in an hour, which is I'm going to really be skipping over a lot. A citizen of the United States. Supreme Court. That's what you are if you live in D.C. District of Columbia. You're under the absolute plenary power of Congress. Here's what you don't get. It's not in the Constitution. Supreme Court is this stuff that I'm talking about now has been ruled over and over. And by the way, if you want to, I should bring this up. I have a show every Sunday from 5 to 7 Central. I have an IRS list. And if you want to get on, it's $250 postal money order, or preferably Walmart for a year. Or if you can't afford it, you just email me, tell me why, and I'll still add you. I'm trying to get this information out. And it's my address is IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. And I have a brief that I've researched out that's sitting right now accepted into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's case number 20-1075. Moonies, M-O-O-N-E-Y-S. But it's 20-1075. But anybody that's listening today, you don't even have to be on the list. It will take about, I think, 6 emails to send you. I will send you, if you want to read how our republic was overthrown. And what I'm going to talk about with the IRS, it's a $14,000 appellate brief with 998 pages of appendix. Real documents from the government, their stuff, proven how they did it. Just email me at IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com, and I'll send it to you. It takes about 6 emails. And I'm going to give you a brief overview. A citizen of the United States, what do you have? You have no right to an Article 3 court. That means you don't have a right to an independent judge. You don't have a right to the common law and equity, which Congress, which England perfected in our country, the federal, adopted. And it can't be done away with, because the established and ordained is twice in our Constitution, at the preamble and in Article 3. That's how important, because if you don't have a court, you don't have a remedy. And we don't got none, folks. You don't have none today. There are no Article 3 courts in these United States except the Supreme Court of the United States, and I can prove it. There are no constitutional courts in any of the several states. You know why? We don't even have elections for public officers in the several states anymore. Can I prove it? Yes, it's in that brief. Because all of the states have adopted the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which is only for federal offices. by citizens of the United States only. There's no elections for state offices. And a citizen of the United States, guess what? We have the 15th Amendment. Oh, we got the right to vote. Oh, boy, boy, yeah, whoopee. What's that mean? You have the right to go to the building, and you can't have Black Lives Matter, Antifa, white supremacy, whatever, keeping you from going in the building. But to go inside, a citizen of the United States has no right of the elective franchise or the right of suffrage. Only the citizens of the several states do. And I got a brief on it by them. And they said, guess what? The states could have elections for the public officers. I said, but they don't, because every state's adopted this only. And it's even scarier yet because it was either South Carolina or North Carolina sued. Do you know what the court said? The 10th Amendment has no bearing on a citizen of the United States. We have 12 amendments that are organic. The first 10 and the 11 and 12. The 10th Amendment says what's not in the Constitution is reserved to who? The several states and we the people. But the 10th Amendment don't have any reference to the citizen of the United States. You know why? Because it's a voluntary status that we have to sign up for. You go to driver's license, you have to sign up to be a citizen of the United States. I've signed one with a citizen of Alaska. And they said fine, because they don't want to tangle with me. I've registered to vote as a citizen of Alaska. They can't touch it. They don't want to go there. Because they can't. A citizen of the United States has no right from taxation without representation. The Supreme Court said so about 6 or 7 times in D.C. Those people up there don't get it. You don't got nothing except what Congress gives you. Period. The courts of the United States in the several states are limited jurisdiction. And they have to have common law, they have to have equity, and they don't exist. How did they pull this off? Well, they started off with a citizen of the United States. You got to have the Civil War. You create a fictional status, and everybody is. So we come up to 1913. Let's have the amendment and get rid of the several states and this stuff. We'll have the citizens of the United States do that. 17th Amendment. Oh, yeah, sounds good. So we'll have citizens of the United States instead of the senators. That's the legislatures of the Senate of the states were supposed to elect senators. Well, we'll get rid of them and we'll have citizens of the United States do it. That have no right to the elected franchise, no right to suffrage. Well, guess what happened in 1913? We have the tax change in the taxation where the states no longer, it's not a portion amongst the states. If we go to income, that's the beginning of the parallel government called the headless fourth branch of government. That's FDR's stuff. Headless fourth branch of government. And we also got something else going. Well, we can come up with the Federal Reserve and phony money because you see, you know what's missing? There's no parties to the Constitution of the United States. It was set up, the government of the United States. It's in the Constitution twice. But there's nobody home. Article 1, Section 2 says the people of the several states are supposed to do the House of Representatives. They don't vote for them. Citizens of the United States do. Who votes for senators? Citizens of the United States. Who votes for the president and all them? Citizens of the United States. And they have no right of the elective franchise and no right of suffrage. And the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 that every state uses is only for federal offices. Period. So what's that make all these states? Well, go read, get in paste, or go look at how they sign up. They are a sovereign state of the United States of America. Really? What happened to the Union of the States, the several states? nobody home because we don't want to be there because we don't know any better. A citizen of the United States does not have political rights. So who's running this ship? I think that's a pretty fair question. I have 110 cases out of Westlaw from the Department of Justice in court cases identified with the party's name and the courts and the case numbers I put in the public record. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Well, who's that? That's Congress. They print it, folks. What else happened in 1913? Well, if you don't have nobody home in the Constitution of the United States, the only constitutional court left was the District Court of the United States, and the United States is the real party of interest if you got a government of the United States, right? It went to United States of America. It's been there ever since. Check any case. Anybody you know, criminally, whatever, been charged. It's United States of America. That's Congress. And they say they're operating on behalf of the United States. You'll see them, they use those United States of America. But the United States of America is always the plaintiff anymore if you're charged criminally by the feds. Started in 1913 because there's nobody home. It's Congress. It's left over. But see, they got another problem, which I got in this brief and this stuff. They started the headless fourth branch of government because in May 3rd, 1933, Hoover, on his last day in office, signed a bill to repeal 1,006 statutes. 1,006 of them on the last damn day in office. Repealing statutes is normally done every time they do a code. Then we have the Recovery Industrial Administrative Act that FDR brought in, which, was, by the way, was overturned in 1935. There was like 600, almost 700 executive orders and almost 3,000 regulations that were deemed to be law. Starting on March 4th, one day later. What the hell happened here? Then they called it the headless fourth branch of government in 1937. Well, fine, let's go back to 1935. They did the Federal Register Act because they couldn't even keep track of them. They didn't even have records. Well, we'll put them in the Federal Register. Congress said, we're going to make a federal agency means the President of the United States. They made the President of the United States a federal agency. They said means. So all agencies publish regulations in the Federal Register, so we're being ruled by legal notice, and the President does executive orders that authorized him to do executive orders. They're published in the Federal Register. And technically, they can be actually kicked out by the Congress if they did it. They don't do that because we don't want to get too obvious for waking up the people. So then in 1937, FDR, because he's losing control, he had a research done. They come back with a headless fourth branch of government. He said, we got to do something. These agencies are taking over. So what they did then, what they called the headless fourth branch of government, and they set up these external establishments. They set them up outside the government, the Federal Reserve, SEC, FDIC, these things set up outside the government. They said, these things are going to be great. Senate and the President will put somebody in charge, and then there's no oversight. They'll be totally free of politics, and they're going to be really saints. Yeah, right. Post office, all these things. They all sit outside the government. So then, FDR, say, Congress, said, we got to have some way. Oh, I hear the music. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, second, I'm sitting in the job set, hello. And Sally in Alaska, where are you being, Alaska?
Hey, I'm down here in Homer. I met you years ago. I was the gal who videotaped your presentation on the missing 13th Amendment years ago.
Oh, my God.
That's Max City. Yeah, I talked to you once before, and when I found out you were here, I got turned on to Mike Rivero and... Now I've just fallen in love with John Stadtmiller. He actually invited me to leave my number in case he liked my verve. Well, anyway, I'm glad to have hooked up with you and that I'm hearing you because Sunday mornings is kind of rough for me to catch you. But listen, I just got picked up a Uline, you know, that catalog that's got all the wonderful paperwork and stuff on it. Anyway, I picked it up off the counter, and I was looking through it, and they've changed a whole lot of stuff. But one thing that really disturbed me was I got into the canopies and trash cans and stuff like that, and they say, American flags for sale. Well, that's fine, but they've got three flags up. They've got the United States of America flag, they've got the maple leaf of Canada, and they've got the Mexican flag. And they are selling them as American flags. Now, is that like getting us ready for this transition? We're just one big America?
I'd like to know
what you think of that. Do you know what magazine I'm talking about?
Here's what's coming. It's called an insurrection. It's the overthrow of our lawful constitutional government.
You would have me, I am seriously not going to buy this. I was born on the very same day that the CIA was signed into law, and I've been losing relatives before this place was even had a standing army. So I am not going to take Bill Gates or anybody else's vaccine. And I don't know how to do it without sounding threatening. But
no,
I will not take a vaccine.
They're not the answer. People that take these flu vaccines, there's like 60,000 people die every year from it. Boy, it must really work well. And then it helps you. They've got research that it gets around and makes you more susceptible. What helps is what God gave us, our natural immunity, called herd immunity. You get it, you get an antibody to it. What a novel idea. And we all got it.
Well, I have a theory on my own immune system. I bit my nails until I was 60 years old. And I think that gave me a great immune system because I must have had some horrible crap going down into my system from that. And I just don't know. I don't want to die in my house, but I will not take a shot.
Let me ask you something.
I don't think I'll ever take another shot with all the crap that's been coming on, and they won't admit that autism is caused by it.
No, it is. I had a gal in and giving it to all these young kids. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever see this new movie called Midway?
Midway?
Yes, the newest one that's out.
No, I don't get it.
I highly recommend. And here's where I'm going with this. It's
Midway.
Documented.
Yeah, well, I can see it. I can see it happening in the last 30 years. You know, with the chemtrails. And people, that's one thing I have against Mike Rivero, is he says there's no such thing as chemtrails. They're just...
Oh, I know.
No, I'm sorry.
But let me...
I've taken pictures of them. They were there 30 years ago in Homer and tic-tac-toe views. And at that point, they were, you know, tic-tac-toe planes, jet planes, but commercial jet planes don't fly in a tic-tac-toe pattern in a course of an hour. And then this was when they were just trying to change the weather for war. And they just spread, and you'd have a beautiful day, and suddenly the whole sky was gray. No rain, gray.
Hold on a minute. Let me get back to the Midway, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Here's what's so astounding.
World War II.
This is Midway, was the turning point that won us the war. And here's what's important. You watch these pilots. There was less than a 15% chance of them coming back. And they went out after the Japanese. How many people, knowing you only got a 15% or less of returning, they know they're going to probably die. And for people to dishonor these people like them that fought and died, they won the damn war for us because they sunk four Japanese carriers, and they get out here and they stomp on the American flags. That is fighting damn words for me.
I agree with you.
Because these people fought and died, and I've seen some of these where the Trump goes and these people that come back, regardless whether you agree with whatever, but these military, they lose their loved ones. And I've seen just a couple where they recorded the sound. They don't normally do that. The how you hear from these women, it'll send chills down your back.
Yep.
And we just honor that flag. And I'm telling you what, that's why I will never watch another football game. I don't give a damn about the NBA. They can go to HELL. You want to go to take a knee on my American flag? I'm sorry. I got nothing to do with you. Okay?
Well, I agree with you, but I don't like what our powers that be have been doing with our wars lately. They've just been, say, oh, we're saving freedom. No, we're taking over. We're stealing land and resource.
All right, I do. Okay, well, I got another caller. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Winroe the second, and we're back here. Got a call out of California. Eric, got a question or comment?
Yeah, Ralph, how's it going?
Out of jail, Ralph, still giving him hell.
Yeah. you brought up Title V, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. I don't think people understand that what that law has done. It wasn't intended for that, but, you know, things go in government. And,
hey, I'll tell you what, if that's your question, hang up, and I'm going to cover that before we get through.
Wait, real quick, because I want to make mention of that, because it gets into being in a police state where the executive branch is carrying on, you know, our Article III judiciary for us instead. But now the Coast Guard, and maybe you can touch on this, the Coast Guard in Homeland Security is saying that it's a branch of military that posse comitatus doesn't apply to, and that it can carry on military tribunals of American civilians here in the United States. And it's been doing it now for probably 15 years or so since Homeland Security came about and Coast Guard was moving.
Well, I can do some reading, but let me, some of that may cover what you're talking about, okay? That's where I'm headed. Some amazing stuff here in the next 30 minutes, 20 minutes, okay?
We've been living in since, you know, basically World War II or the Federal Administrative Procedure Act came out.
Yep, I'm going to cover the Administrative Procedures Act. Really important, okay?
Cool. Peace.
Okay. So what they did is these agencies must rule by regulation. They call it the force and effect of law, called subsidy or substantive regulations. So the problem is they tried the and they made the 1939 Public Salary Act, where the state says we'll tax you, and the state said we can tax you back because there's no law. They quit doing laws of the United States in 1937. They're called public law. And I don't have the time to get into it, but public laws are not laws of the United States. It's where the United States of America is the sovereign body politic. We're under a, we're the slaves and they're the masters. Enough said. So now we go on to the 1940 Buck Act. We're deemed to be in a federal area. So we're deemed to be citizens of the United States like the people in D.C. Now they did the Walter Logan Act in 1939 and FDR vetoed it, because it didn't go far enough to keeping the agencies under control. So in 1941, they did the Attorney General. He went out and did a tremendous research document. Let me read you a little bit just about the Article III courts. It says, in situations, however, no such choice under the Constitution is open to Congress. Federal courts created under Article III can be authorized only to decide cases and controversies. To use the constitutional phrase, and from the early day, the Supreme Court has regarded the restriction as an important one to be scrupulously observed. Cases and controversies, broadly speaking, are matters in which the court can determine with finality the rights of adverse parties by applying the law to the fact as found. Thus, the whole field of rulemaking is outside the constitutional competency of the courts, for rules do not determine the rights of specific litigants, but like statutes are addressed to people generally. So we, the Article III courts, can't do rulemaking. They can't deal with the administrative state because they're not cases and controversies. Okay? So what do they do? In 1946, they get around and they come up with the Administrative Procedures Act. And by the way, in this Attorney General's manual, he says interpretive regs are BS and only subsidy regulations have the force and effect of law. Force and effect look like, but they're not. They're only good if you want to sign up to be a citizen of the United States. But let's get to the APA. The APA, the only reason for it was to make subsidy or substantive regs. And what is that? Section 3 is to give us notice. Section 4 is to have a procedure that we know. And what does that mean? If we were having laws of the United States, what's the procedure so you and I know? It means the House has got to pass it. It means the Senate's got to pass it. It means the President's got to sign it. Or if it's vetoed, two-thirds of the House and Senate overrule. That is the procedure so you and I know. We have a law of the United States, which, of course, we don't have, but that's neither here nor there, another issue. So they made the Administrative Procedures Act, Section 3, notice, Section 4, the procedure for subsidy regulations. And I got it out of the Congressional Record. That's the only reason for that act. And how do we find it? How do we prove it? Well, first of all, they don't even do it. The IRS admits it. They have, if you get the first part of their book, they'll have a Federal Register published, and they leave out the last paragraph of the Federal Register, which is, says we're going to do 4A and 4C. We're not going to do subsidy regs. They admit it. But how do I prove it? This applies to every regulation going on. All these states are all piggybacked on the feds. So how do I prove it? That's the important part. How do I know if that procedure exists or not? You take a Code of Federal Regulation, CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, Notice of Deficiency, IRS. We got to send you a Notice of Deficiency. You owe us money. So I go look up the regulation on that, and it says it's a 26 CFR 301 something. 301 is housekeeping. Supreme Court said so. It says it's worthless. It's garbage. It don't mean nothing. But how do I prove it, regardless? Take gross income, go down. How do I prove all these things? Every regulation, without exception, federal, this is the way you do it. You take the Code of Federal Regulations, you have to go down to the Federal Register. Every one of them's got to be published in the Federal Register. You go look that Federal Register up. Pull it up. That's what I have. That's why I have Westlaw, because I have to just click it, it's there. You search on 553. You search on 553. That's 5 US 553, and it's actually B, C, and D, but the 553. And if it ain't in there, and it says we're doing it, it is not a subsidy regulation. Now, what does that mean? That's what I learned from the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They want to know the standard of review. The standard of review for every regulation is, does it follow the procedure to imitate laws of the United States? So it has to do what? They have to do a proposed rule. They have to say in it, it's complying with 553 or 5 USC 553. They have to allow comments. That's a side issue. But it has to say we're doing it. Then they have to come back and they have to do a final rule by in the Federal Register again. They have to say we're complying with 553 or your 553B usually, and we're doing the comments. That's irrelevant. And then the D part is we're going to wait 30 days. Then Congress has 6 months to up or down it just to make sure that their little boys are doing what they want them to do, which I almost never object to the agency. They don't do them, folks. The IRS says we're not doing them. I got the evidence. They leave out the Federal Register that says we're going to do the Section 4 of the APA of 1946. They leave it out because they're not doing it. And you can check everything, their gross income and their assessment, all this, it's all garbage. So the deal is they can't prosecute you if there is no standard of review, if they haven't done the procedure to make a substantive or substantive rule. That's the issue. Just like they can't put us in jail if there's no law of the United States. Can you prosecute me for doing something if you can't point to, there's got to be some statute someplace that I violated. Well, if you can't point to it, we're done. So now how do they get around the courts? Because, you see, the courts can't deal with regulations, rulemaking. Supreme Court said so. Attorney General said so. So in 1948, we come up with the United States District Courts. And they're exercising the judicial power of a district court. That's a statutory, 28 U.S.C. 132. 28 U.S.C. 132. Judicial power of a district court. Well, that's not the judicial power of the United States in the Constitution, Article 3. So I looked it up in Westlaw. What's judicial power of the district court? Oh, it says that is where the judge represents the court and the court is under the control of Congress. I kid you not. The judge is representing the court and the court is under the control of Congress and it's under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's called a legislative court. A tribunal, and they admit it. And everybody goes into these courts. They're all rigged. State and federal both. Every one of them. They're all using some part of the 16th century thing of Star Chambers. It's called the Cruel Trilemma. Three parts to it. Just like in Braveheart, confess your sins, and you'll be saved. By some means, they use to get you confessed to your sins. If you don't, the second part is that it's got to be under the penalties of perjury. And the third part is we'll find you in contempt of court, or we'll go to court and we'll take your property, and you don't even know that you don't even own the property to begin with. It's an in rem action, but that's irrelevant. That's what's going on, folks. I can prove it all. I've got it lined out, most of what I've talked about in this 14,998 appendix. Email me and I'll send it to you. IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. Read it yourself. Read their stuff. It's all about your status, your birthright. We're being lied to. There are no constitutional courts in the several states because we don't even have any elections for any public officers. If you don't got a public officers or elections, how in the hell are you going to have a Congress, a mayor or a governor or a legislature or a judiciary? They don't exist. These states are the definition under the National Voter Registration Act. State means, that's what they did to the 17th Amendment. When they did the 17th Amendment, Article 1, Section 2 says people of the several states voted in the House of Representatives. When they went to the 17th, they left out several. So it's people of the state. See, so then we can define state because it ain't several states. They can't define that because that's in the Constitution. So they define state, National Voter Registration Act. State means, anytime you say means, it can mean dog means cat, dog means moon, dog means car. It's an exclusive use of that term or words for a term. It says state means state of the United States. That means that this state is a municipal entity under the United States and the District of Columbia. Same status as D.C., which is a municipal entity under the control of Congress. They print this stuff. It's in Title 52. Are you shocked yet? God, I'd like to think so. You couldn't make up this stuff. You literally, I mean, it's amazing what they've done, how they overthrew our republic. And you know who's guilty? Just look in the mirror. You and I did it. Because we don't know. It's what we think is so, is not. I fought for years. I knew we didn't own our cars. Because I look in the Anchorage, you can go on the internet, look in the Anchorage code, Title 9. The cops can only write tickets for government-owned and government-driven vehicles. I fought that for years. Till I wised up, go to the source. So I went to Wasilla Chevrolet a couple years ago. I said, I want to see every document because I bought all kinds of new cars. Who reads all that crap? I don't read it. You just sign. Give me, where I got my new Corvette. Where do I sign? One page as soon as I saw it. Attorney in fact. It's the same as an express contract. I give away all right, title, and interest to the financial guy, and he gives it, called the manufacturer statement of origin, which I didn't even know existed, the document that you never see, that says whoever has that owns the property. So that thing is hand-carried over to DMV. I've given away all right, title, and interest. I get a certificate of title back. Says there may be other security interests not shown. No kidding. I don't read that stuff. I do now. I'm going to take them on. I'm going to get my stuff back. We're driving government-owned cars. And we gave it away. We signed it under notary, I guarantee you. I've done a whole bunch of them. I never read this stuff. Who would have thought? I asked that financial guy, I said, why don't you tell people? He said, oh, I can't do that. Really? He knew. Because he's the guy doing the dirty work. We don't understand. It takes possession, right of possession, which is a trustee or legal ownership, legal owner, and right of property, which is equitable owner. All three to have a perfect legal title. We got a legal owner. I'm driving somebody else's stuff, taking care of it like a trustee. The beneficiary, the equitable owner, is the guy that owns the thing. I'm driving his stuff. Hell, if I owned all these cars, I'd want you to have insurance too, because I wouldn't trust anybody I know drive around with my property without insurance on it. Can you make this stuff up? Child custody. Do you know those courts are all rigged? Divorces? Do you know they have cooperative agreement? By the way, email me and I'll send you the state plan for your state. It's all CFRs. Where the child custody folks have a cooperative agreement with the courts, and the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. I got copies of it. They don't give a writ. It's slavery, folks. They're given, and they put up bounties on adoptions. I got an act out of Congress, $4,000 for the healthy ones, $2,000 for the ones that ain't doing so good. I don't know what it is now. I've got to get that updated. They're selling our children for money, folks. That's right. I worked with a senator down in Georgia. She was onto this and on trafficking. Got her killed. Her and her husband. Supposedly, he killed her and committed suicide. She had tracked down the trafficking, losing children in where they put them out in foster homes. All of a sudden, they're wandering off to God knows who knows where. Got her killed. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, this is Ralph from the Winter Road again. Out of Alaska, I'm sitting in for John. And I just cannot believe, just like this hydroxychloroquine that is used, that is amazing stuff on this COVID-19, and they keep downplaying it and just doing everything in the world. France had a study, and it was like 90-some% success. A guy in California was using it on lupus. 2,000 people have been using it for, I don't know, 40 years or something. It's safe. And yet these lies get out there. We don't use hydroxychloroquine. We want to get around and use a vaccination or something that Bill Gates and Fauci. This guy's a crook. Fauci's a piece of garbage. All the people, I mean, this guy got around and sent $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab and the virus that our country said, quit researching it. It's too dangerous. Don't do it. So the virus and the money ends up in the Wuhan lab. And then he gets around and predicts that Trump's going to have a pandemic during his term. Fauci. And then the only thing is viruses. We got our vaccinations. We got to have a vaccination. No, we don't. We got to have what God gave us, our natural immunity system. That is the best thing, herd immunity. I don't know about you, but it just shocks the conscience anymore of the lies that go on in our country. And I don't understand why the people keep thinking the media is going to do something. They're a propaganda arm of the insurrectionists. Let's call them what they are. They're out for an insurrection. They want to overthrow our republic. They have open borders. That's anarchy. Socialism. Oh, that's really worked well in places like Venezuela and Cuba. Yepper. Sign me up. People don't do any research anymore. I don't know. But, of course, our schools have been infiltrated. The colleges are basically teaching the socialist stuff. It just sounds so good. Everybody's going to have a job. Everybody's going to have medical. Well, guess what, folks? Utopia ain't going to get here till Christ comes back and we go to heaven. We make it. Well, hope you enjoyed the show, and I guess we done. Yep. Give me my final numbers. Oh, okay. I hear music. I'm hearing music. I guess that's coming from my end here. I don't know what I got turned on here. Ah, there. I had music, so I inadvertently hit a key, turned on music on my end. I thought we was going off the air there. Golly gee whiz. Probably the Black Lives Matter Antifa coming, or the IRS people. By the way, if you get on my IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com, we're going to be taking on a criminal case for Curtis Lyson in North Carolina, and we'll see where that goes. So anyway, if you want to get on my email list, highly recommend it. Like I say, it can't be the lack of money. If you don't got it, just tell me why. I'll still add you, and you're going to get all kinds of stuff. I look up stuff for people, cases, whatever. So I guess this is the music finally. So we be done. Contribute to Republic Broadcasting. We're going to keep us on the air.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.